The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contribution amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Recognize Our Own Greatness in New Jersey, USA in June 1992.
I don't drink wine or any of that, What about herbs that are based in alcohol and you just take drops of them? They're medicine.
Oh, understand.
It's man-made for curing things like for colds or flu or headaches.
Okay. If you have another without alcohol, maybe better, then you take them.
Okay.
If it's unavoidable, it's all right.
Okay, and I have one more question.
What I mean is that we don't intoxicate ourselves with these kind of things.
Right.
Get drunk, and because when we're drunk, we do many more silly things.
And the second question is about killing sentient beings. I'm wondering if ants and cockroaches are included in this.
They're included.
Oh.
But oh, you have to keep your house so clean that they don't even come.
Right. Okay.
To avoid them. It's better than to get rid of them later. You know, you get a glass and catch them and get a piece of paper and slowly slide under and bring them out.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know what solution I can offer you. Even if we stay in the nature, you know, for example, I stay in my tent back there. We have also all kind of insects, you know, they crawl on your tents around. So you have to just gently get the leaves, let him crawl on, and then give him back to where he belongs. Yeah. This is not that difficult.
What is the reason for not doing techniques that control the breath?
Don't what you... for do you need that?
Well, I came from a tradition of doing a lot of rituals
that's...
and meditation with a lot of breath control.
It's ephemeral. If you're concerned with breath, your mind is fixed up there. And after you die, you finish with breathing. How do you control further? Understand? If we fix our attention to the ephemeral thing, not only with breath, huh? Yes. Because if we fix our attention to anything very ephemeral, like body here, or anything in the body, and after we die, it's gone. That's why magic power is also not good, because after we die, we're finished. Nothing exists in that case, yeah? But if we concentrate on our light and sound, it is permanent, it's forever, and it's gone on and on and on after we leave the body and before we exist in the body, because this is the universal power. Yes, that's all, okay?
I have a question. In the beginning, in the Bible said God creates only Adam and Eve.
Mm.
And how come we have so many people today? And
well, they have been
where
very
do they
diligent.
Come from? And how come we have so many races? Like black, white, or oriental, or...
Mm. You don't know?
No, I don't.
Then how do I know? I wasn't there. I don't know what they do with each other. They produce so many children and in different colors. So what? Huh? Even you have a hand and you have different length of the fingers, yeah, and different thickness. So why not? It's more fun this way, no? If my flower is only yellow here, it would be an interesting. So it's alright, we have black and white and yellow. Anyhow, Adam and Eva's story, we don't know if it's true, you know. It's a kind of a symbolic talk, alright? I think I have explained about that before. Try to search for some of my cassettes and maybe you heard about it, okay? If not, then forget about it. It's too long ago. We take care of today's problem. It's enough, okay?
Master, I have a difficult to come to the meditation center all the time.
Yes. Then come sometimes, only.
Okay, how about if I stay home, like meditate by myself?
Sure, you have to anyhow.
I mean, is it a big difference, like come here all the time?
Yes, there is some difference. To many people, yeah? I don't say to everybody, but maybe to some people. And most of the people, they get more benefit when they meditate together with a group, yeah? And also, from a human relationship standpoint also, because then you see different friends sometimes and you have some little of your domestic problem at home, and sometimes alone you can think so clearly. And when you talk to a nice fellow practitioners, yeah, then she has some idea for you, understand? And you feel a little bit relieved. And also in a group meditation, the blessing power is felt very strong, and each one meditate better than when he's at home. It doesn't happen all the time like that, because sometimes you bring a lot of trouble into meditation hall also, and it's not easy to get settled down quickly. But most of the time when you meditate together, even one or three two person, you feel the difference between group meditation and meditation alone, you see. But you do what you wish, all right? I feel that most people who come often to a group meditation or have a tendency to like group meditation, even though they don't have so much time sometimes, but they like it. I feel they progress quicker. It's very clear to me. Very clear, and very clear to every other initiate. Is that not so? Yes. That's why they like group meditation. Not because I tell them you have to do it. Understand? I don't tell anybody you have to do anything. I just suggest you what you do for the best of your practice and for the quickest result. And do it or not is completely your choice and your freedom. Everything I teach you, all for your benefit. And it's kind of advice and suggestion. It's not a kind of forced issue, okay?
Is it advisable to do the evening meditation right before you sleep, or
before you sleep or any time you need?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But just because if you meditate before you sleep, your sleep is more peaceful. And you eliminate many of the during the day accumulated negativity. And even if you meditate any time at all right? And then just before you sleep, just do a quick meditation again. Even for 10 minutes, okay? And keep your attention there where you should and slowly lay down in that condition. Now, all night long will be meditation. Many of our disciples, their body rests, but all night they are in samadhi and in different worlds. That's very beautiful. Understand? That's the reason why we meditate before we sleep. So we get easy access to the higher level when during our body rest. That's all.
I have a question about meditation. The question is, can I do like a half hours seeing and half hours hearing before I go to bed?
Yeah, sure.
And then do the rest of that after.
Sure. The time adjustment is yours.
Okay, that's a total, so I don't need to worry about like two times.
No. Oh, half an hour here, half an hour there, all right.
I had a really weird dream last night. It was like...
Last night? You
yeah,
did?
It was like world destruction.
Oh, world
I mean,
destruction.
Is that just to strengthen your courage on the path?
No. That's certainly not. You see, sometimes after you have seen a so-called master, huh? Or anyone who practices very high level, and sometimes it lifted you up to some certain extent, yeah. And then you had some glimpse into the past, or maybe into the future. Not always to train your courage.
Well, yeah, I just was a little worried about that.
All right, don't worry about that. If the world is destructed, we have many other worlds. This world has been destroyed, rebuilt billions of times. And every day, millions of worlds have been born and destroyed. Of course, it is very difficult for us to accept this, but in the whole cosmos, it's nothing. Okay? It's nothing. It's just a very natural thing. Yeah? One tree is dying, another tree grows. Thing like that. Okay? About the end of the world, I shouldn't worry. Because after we die, the world ends anyhow. Well, what good is the world do to us after we come, right? So we end our world every time we die, so don't worry about this, huh? We have another world, okay? Better or worse, it depends on your choice when you live in this world. So I think the most important is to choose the future world that we will be born in. And not to worry about this world that much. We help as much as we can while we are here. Just like when we live in a house of a host, yeah? Then of course if we see the roof is falling down right on our head, then please fix it. Also for our sake, understand? But no need to stay there for 2 more years and reconstruct the house when you're supposed to stay there only for 2 days. That's all right? But fix it when it's necessary. Just because you stay there 2 days doesn't mean the roof falling down, you don't worry to fix it. But otherwise, it's not our house.
Master, can I ask you 2 questions? The first one is, if some people who are not initiated, but they are interested in Master's teachings, and they like to do the convenient method for meditation, can we, you know, tell them the convenient method?
You can tell them.
Okay.
But don't think that you are the one who tell them.
Right, right.
Why you can tell them, but thinking of the master power and the person will have benefit. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the second question is the so-called manifestation it only appears in during our meditation, or if it appears in our dream, like master, if you came into our dreams, is this also kind of manifestation?
Oh yes, uh-huh. But it depends on how you feel in the dream also. You see.
Uh-huh.
If it's true, then after you get up, you feel good
mm-hmm.
and elated. If yeah. it's not a true one, then you will feel bad, heavy, tired, exhausted, or frightened. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Since I practice Guanyin method, I've been dreaming a lot, almost every day.
Hmm.
I never ended yeah. until today.
Yeah. Sometimes dreams are not dreams, they are visions. Okay? Because you meditate and you sleep during meditation, so the master had to teach you during your sleep, so it became a dream. Alright?
And what about the...
Otherwise, how else can we do it? During the day, you work 8 or 10 hours, and then lunch you eat, afternoon you take coffee break, evening you watch television, and at night you meditate. With the outer sound. So how else can we get on with our business? Other than in the dream. Okay? Let's not mention about newspaper, telephone call, and camping, and picnic, and all that. Okay.
And that's another question. What about the one that got killed and the one that's still present now? What's the difference between those two?
What's the difference between them two? One is dead, one is alive, no? One lives in another world and one lives in this world. The one who kills somebody is actually a victim. Because the one who gets killed, eliminated of many karma, bad karma. And the one who kills, get all the karma of the killed. So it's very bad for the killer. Understand? He doesn't know what's waiting for him. Hmm? Suppose that person is going to live another 20 years and that person has to go through a lot of accidents and sickness and suffering, and now you kill him, and that 20 years time you have to bear all his suffering, sickness, accident and all that. If not in this lifetime, next life. That's why sometimes we don't know why we're so good and we get sick and we get accident and we have a lot of problem. We blame God, but it's not true. It's we who cause trouble due to ignorance, do not know the law, okay? So that's why we should keep the precepts, in order not to take on the karma of others. Of course, it may be that that person killed this person in the last life, so this life he came and killed him again, but then it will never end. Understand? For example, last life he take away your 20 years of karma, and this life you take away his 40 years of karma, and next life it goes on forever. So it's better we just forget and forgive everyone, even though we might think that that person is lousy, and he probably have killed you last life. But again, you never know, right? Never know if that has begun from the last life or now it begun. Understand? We are not here too long. Okay, you might have done a lot of things before initiation. Alright, that's all forgiven. Past is past. But from today, from the initiation, try to live a pure, clean and honest life. And that's all. And future will be clear, clean, pure and honest. Yeah? The past we cannot revise it, but the future we can change. Okay? That's very important. We change the future by changing the present.
What's the best way to choose a mate?
The best way to choose one is that you like her. And she likes you. Yes. And that both of you feel affinity with each other. And that you have to take some time to know each other first, you know? Maybe that the personality match, yeah? And the customs and personal habits and everything like that is very important. Mm. But I guess most of the time, we chooses a mate by, you know, love. You know, if we like that person, love that person, doesn't matter how bad she is, I think nobody can stop you. So I cannot advise much. Except you go back to the very old customs of the ancient time, whereby people choose mate by matching, you know, through a mate matcher. Yeah. And she would tell you, oh, that person is how good and good, you know, what kind of family background, what kind of education, what kind of habit, what kind of blood line she has, and things like that. But again, you see what happened to the many royal families in the world. Understand? They match very well, they are royal blooded, they are well educated, they are young together and everything, but, and there's the same nationality sometimes, yeah? Everything, but then it's broken in a few years. So, pray to God, meditate, and pick whatever comes. Yeah, what else can I advise you? And then if it doesn't work out, you know, soon enough. All right? I cannot guarantee you anything in this world. I can only guarantee you life after. That you'll be in peace, harmony, and eternity. Yes. Because the nature of this world is ephemeral. Everything comes and goes according to the affinity of the sentient beings. Yeah. Sometimes we love that person very much from the beginning, but after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it seems like we never know each other because the affinity is gone, finished. You're supposed to live together only for that long. And then maybe you continue, but just like friends. Yes, so sometimes that person have to go, you know, leave this world. So even the best mate is never secured from any standpoint, right? Or you might go before her. Yeah? Possible. Life insurance companies could not could not secure our life. Okay?
Isn't that true? In our body we have two parts of spirit, one sleeping Buddha and one earth spirit. And when the sleeping Buddha just awake, then the earth spirit try to stop him, right? It's very difficult to control. I don't know how to train my sleeping Buddha in order to take over all of those situations.
Now what we call yin and yang, you know.
Yes.
What in Western terminology is the mind and the soul. The mind is the computer. Very habitually, it records everything that we do and we think and we, we talk in the previous time. And store it in here. And when you see the similar situation, it broadcasts out again. The kind of same reaction. Okay? So, but the soul, the master knows different. Yeah. So the master try now, after initiation, to arrange things the way it should be for you. But then the mind, the computer, record it otherwise and just keep arguing, say, no, last life, when I saw that girl do that, I saw you did that. You was the same mind, you know, the same reaction. So he wants to do the same thing again. But the master, your own self, understands now better. He said, no, that was the earthly way. That was the troublesome way. I know a better way. I want to do this for you. But before that, the mind is not yet used to with a new kind of wisdom, new kind of doing things. So he keep trying to do things the old way. So that's why we have the all kind of obstacles. And we call that maya, illusion, or the wrong way of thinking and the wrong way of acting. And that is what we call karma also. Karma means whatever we recorded before and we want to make use of it again, but it's not always correct. And now we're going to be put on the correct path and do everything in the correct way, but the mind takes time to get used to it. And that's what it is. All right? Yes. And then sooner or later, the master begin to put in new information to the mind and train him to broadcast different reaction, okay, different way of doing things now. It is depend on what you put in the computer or on the robot that he react out. That is up to the master, you see? So up to now, we only put in most of the time wrong information, wrong solutions, you see? That's why our life is always chaotic. And once we put it in, it's hard to erase. So then it keeps going again and again. The computer, the machine is just like this. So now we have to try to be controlled and offer our machine a different new information. So every time he tried to stop it, tell me, no, different, this way. Yeah, and sooner or later he will get used to it. And then the more new information comes, the more old information erased, and then you will be in a different frame of mind. Understand? That's all there is, very scientific. You satisfied?
Hmm. But that will take time, is that true?
It is true. Unfortunately.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Recognize Our Own Greatness. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your days be beautiful and joyous.